Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, June 3rd. It'll be broadcast live from their studios in Texas on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 with a video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 13,000 head will be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaning calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Or for more information, you can give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. And oh, by the way, mark your calendar for June 24th. That's when Superior Livestock will be heading to Emporia, Kansas. They'll be featuring some great Flint Hills cattle. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, traders just do not seem to believe there's much or will be much upside for cattle prices. Cash has not changed much over the past few weeks, and now that the seasonal peak of demand generally takes place around Memorial Day, packers may not be willing or need to be aggressive. Packers already have cattle committed ahead, which continues to leave them in the driver's seat. Live cattle futures tried to trend higher for a week or so, but the gains have nearly been eliminated. The June contract holds a discount to cash in anticipation of yet weaker cash during the month of June. Now, hog futures did not want to pause the day before a holiday weekend. New highs were posted in June through October contracts on Friday, with July nearly reaching $120. Continued strong demand and the anticipation of tightening supply continues to underpin the market. Packers did back off a bit on Friday with the National Direct afternoon report showing price down $1.89, but that did not make any difference to trader perception of the market. July Kansas City wheat's trading about 12 cents higher early today, getting a boost from spring wheat's drought problems, but also having some of its own concerns. The southwestern U.S. plains received beneficial rain over the weekend, and heavier amounts are expected in central and eastern Texas for the next 7 days, but other hard red winter wheat areas only anticipate light amounts. July corn's trading up 8 cents early today with support from a mostly dry 7-day forecast for the central and northern corn belt. The northern plains saw some isolated showers over the holiday weekend, but not enough to erase dry concerns for row crops. Sub-freezing temperatures were also a concern over the weekend, but it's difficult to know yet how much damage was inflicted. July soybeans trading about 11 and a quarter cents higher early today, also finding support from a generally dry forecast for the southern plains, the northern plains, and concerns about the impact of cold temperatures over the weekend. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Friday, June live cattle down 47 cents, 115.87. August down 82, 118.60. August feeder cattle down $1.50, 151.35. September down $1.30 at 153.52. June hogs up $1.52, 117.25. Kansas City wheat, July was down 13 cents Friday, 613 and a quarter. September down 13 and a quarter, 620 and a half. Chicago wheat, July down 12 and three quarters, 663 and a half. September down 12 and a quarter, 667 and a quarter. July corn down 7 and three quarters, 656 and three quarters. September down 12 and a quarter, 573 and a quarter. July soybeans down 6 and a half, 1530 and a half penny.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.